From the WDXC newsroom, this is the WDXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports for the Daily Freeman that Assemblyperson Sarah Hanna Stresta met on November 21st with top executives of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp and explained her opposition to proposed rate increases. She said, and I quote, "At our in-person meeting, I explained our position for why we want to see a rate decrease. Our constituents feel more helpless than angry at this point, and while we recognize other sources of economic pressure, especially housing, we reiterated to CEO Capone that a rate increase would worsen people's trust in Central Hudson," end quote. Central Hudson wants the New York Public Service Commission to approve their request to increase electric rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%. The company is under investigation by the Department of Public Service because of billing problems. Central Hudson spokesperson Joseph Jenkins said of the meeting with Stresta that, and I quote, "The two discussed many of the key initiatives that Central Hudson is working on now, including the implementation of our monthly meter reading plan and the current performance metrics of our billing system," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The Ankrum Opera House is the last local opera house to give up its name. In early American history, the Preservation League of New York State says, and I quote, "The opera house was not only a venue for theater and cultural events and cultural activities, but also functioned as the heart of a community and a gathering place to relax and socialize," end quote. In 2017, the Hudson Opera House abandoned the name, switching to Hudson Hall. Now, the Ankrum Opera House announced on November 25th that the Ankrum Opera House will now be called the Ankrum Center for the Arts. They said they made the change because they are also using a neighboring building to the Ankrum Opera House, which they call the Annex. Their social media statement about the change said, and I quote, "The expansion underway has inspired this pivotal change, aligning our identity more closely with our vibrant array of performances and community events. While celebrating a rich heritage, Ankrum Center embraces a forward-looking approach to enriching the region through the arts for years to come," end quote. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Susan Lisbon, a Catskill resident and one of the ceramics open studio students at Columbia Green Community College, will be the first artist with a permanent outdoor sculpture on the school's campus. The sculpture, called Presence, is taller than most people and almost looks human-like, with two thick legs and an assortment of protrusions. Lisbon said, and I quote, "The work was very physical, working with a few hundred pounds of clay and, at times, standing on a table to reach the sculpture. Each section had to be fired separately, with a few strong people lifting the piece into the kiln," end quote. Lisbon donated the sculpture to the college, which will be placed in front of the arts building. The sculpture will be dedicated at 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, November 30th, and members of the public are welcome to attend. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.